Self-taught American artist Horace Pippin grew up in Westchester. He lived through World War I, segregation, and loss before dying nearly 50 years ago. He created his own visual language that spoke about African-American life between the wars. Pippin is celebrated as a true American original in the major retrospective, The Way I See It, at the Brandywine River Museum. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna has this report.
Horace Pippin returned from World War I with a crippling arm injury caused by a sniper shot and images of mayhem in his mind.
Part of the way that he was injured, from what I understand, was that he had fallen into a trench and there was actually bodies on top of him and he couldn't move. You know, that imprints your mind in a way that's never going away.
But while in France, says writer and artist Kimberly Camp, Pippin also saw something else.
And also in being in Europe, and you know, in Europe, there's a whole different way that art is viewed. And so you have people that are assuming at that time that art is a part of the fabric of their community, which wasn't the case in the United States at the same time.
As a soldier in the famous all-black 369th Infantry Regiment, he was awarded the French Croix de Guerre and a pension that allowed him to take the time, 10 years in fact, to relearn how to draw and paint with his left arm holding the other. He started by drawing his surroundings in Westchester.
So the next site would be Gay Street, where he painted his painting Harmonizing, in which he shows an impromptu gathering of singers.
The four young singers are seen huddled near a wooden fence in a typical Westchester block. Parts of the city haven't changed much since then, says Mark Teisler, a guide from the Brandywine River Museum who designed a walking tour of Pippin's Westchester. The tour is part of the first retrospective of the artist's work in 20 years. Aptly titled As I See It, the 65 works in the exhibition reveal a narrative visual style that shows his sophisticated use of colors and forms, says Camp, former president of the Barnes Foundation, where Pippin spent some time studying.
He has a characteristic boldness to his style and use of color that pushes him beyond what most people think of as self-taught artists or naives. Pushes him squarely in that category of the modernists. And a lot of his technique, and people have sometimes said that his brushwork is like Van Gogh's brushwork.
Audrey Lewis, curator of the Brandywine River Museum show, says Pippin's interest in American history is revealed in his thematic series.
They are often about subjects that have meaning to African-American citizens, especially in that time. The story of Abraham Lincoln, the story of John Brown, the abolitionist, those were his major history paintings, and he did series on both of them.
And then there are the war paintings.
They remind you of Edward Hicks' Peaceable Kingdom, but there's things going on in the background that are not peaceable. They're really about the war and about what's going on in the South and racism and just suffering in general.
In the work Holly Mountain, you can see the lion and the lamb, wolf and deer, a shepherd dressed in white, children playing. But in the forest behind it, soldiers and tanks lurk in the shadows, bodies hang from trees as reminders of lynching. In his 1938 essay, How I Paint, Pippin wrote that he goes over every picture several times in his mind, so when he's ready to paint, I have all the details I need. Pippin was a successful artist, and his work was purchased by collectors, private and public, partly because he attracted the attention of Dr. Albert Barnes at a gallery show in Philadelphia. Barnes invited Pippin to study at the foundation, and they became close friends. Art writer Judith Stein, who curated the first retrospective of Pippin's work 20 years ago, says his success was well-earned.
We are all of our time, and what we write and paint is very specific to our time. The great art goes from that specific to some universal, and that was that quality in Pippin, which leads me to consider him just one of the finest American painters of the 20th century.
The retrospective, Horace Pippin's The Way I See It, is at the Brandywine River Museum in Chads Ford until July 17th. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.